Now, U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder is among thousands of people attending a wake today for the six victims of Sunday's shooting in Wisconsin. The service is happening at Oak Creek High School in the town where that shooting took place. The shooting placed a spotlight on the Sikh community in this country, and on this Friday, StoryCorps introduces us to a father and son who are both practicing Sikhs. It's been almost half a century since Surinder Singh left India. He raised his family in Canada, then the United States. And earlier this year, he stepped into a StoryCorps recording booth with his eldest son, Rupinder.
When I came in 1966, nobody knew about who a Sikh was. For them, I came out as if from a zoo or a museum. I looked so different.
One of the memories I always have is being bullied when I was in kindergarten. It was recess, and I do remember being called some names, and I left school and just walked home. I must have been 5 years old. I walked in the door and surprised Mom. It just became part of growing up for me that this was going to happen wherever I went to school. The worst of it was really the eighth grade, ninth grade, just because it turned into something a little bit more physical where people were grabbing at my turban or pulling on it as I walked the hall. So I used to rush from class to class and hope I'd get through without being touched. I had a hard time opening myself up to other people because I didn't know who would be my friend one day and change their mind the next day. It was very hard for me to give my trust to people.
Since we are different, like even at this age, I still get bullied sometimes.
When you take walks every afternoon, it's always a thought of mine, like, you know, if someone's going to say something in a passing car, you never know about any kind of lunatic or if somebody's going to do something.
Yeah, it does happen. But you have to maintain your strength, and you have to try to learn not to give up. Once, when I was desperately needing a job, they had hired me. But after 2-3 days, I was told that, Mr. Singh, you have to remove your turban. You have to look like us. I said, Mr., I won't do it. And I gave up the job right away. He was very surprised. But I was not willing to give in.
Yeah, I think I've kind of inherited that myself. Removing my turban, cutting my hair was never even a consideration for me. Looking back, given all the experiences you've had, do you think that it's possible to live as a Sikh in this country?
Oh, yeah. Most of the people that you deal with are really very good. There are a few black sheeps, and sometimes they spoil the flock. But on the whole, I do believe that there is more good than evil around.
Surinder and Rupinder Singh at StoryCorps in San Francisco. Their interview will be archived at the Library of Congress, and the StoryCorps podcast is available to you at npr.org.